Thank you, Jonga Kandemire. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 18th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Tswangirai MDC formation investigates the misappropriation of over $23,000 in Mashonaland East Province that has seen the movement failing to pay scores of election agents in the July 31st elections.
Just in case it did happen, we have specific disciplinary procedures to deal with the people who have misappropriated funds. But the accounting system makes it very, very difficult to have this money disappear without being accounted for.
ZANU-PF says it will host a dinner dance Friday to raise funds for its 14th annual National People's Conference, which will be held in Chinoy this December.
Certainly, I see victory celebrations in this conference. There won't be, I don't expect much serious issues to be tabled or debated because the parties from a historic victory. You know, these elections were very, very important. MDC thought they had everything in place, but now they're done and buried.
And the Castellaga Premier Soccer League title race takes an unexpected twist with yet another change at the summit of the log table. Stay tuned.
Scores of MDCT July 2013 election party agents in Mashonaland East Province are yet to get paid after more than $23,000 for their allowances was misappropriated by some party officials at the Labour-backed party's provincial office in Marondera. Ivan Chifera reports.
Although the party's national spokesperson, Douglas Monzora, said the matter had not been brought to the party's attention, provincial spokesperson, Graham Nyahada, confirmed they are looking for funds to pay election agents who worked for them in the July 31 poll. He said at least 70 agents were affected and investigations revealed the party's provincial administrator had mishandled the funds. Monzora said if it was true the funds were indeed misappropriated, the party's mechanisms to deal with such matters.
Just in case it did happen, we have specific disciplinary procedures to deal with the people who have misappropriated funds. But the accounting system makes it very, very difficult to have this money disappear without being accounted for. For starters, the accounting system, the accounting procedure involves of necessity the provincial officials themselves. They are in charge of all the disbursements that come to their province. And they are in charge of acquitting to the national office all the monies that they would have been given to them.
Studio 7 understands that the official who was being investigated by the party for fraud, Genet Ganya, has since resigned. She tendered a resignation to the party's finance and administration director on October 31. Efforts to reach her for comment were fruitless. In other news from Harare, Youth Indigenization and Empowerment Minister Francis Nema today said his ministry will revamp the country's vocational training centers so they can teach business to thousands of youths who fail to secure formal employment every year. Officially launching the Global Entrepreneurship Week in the capital, Mr. Nema said the ministry's target is to increase enrollment at the 42 vocational centers from the current 4,000 to 42,000 in the next 5 years. Mr. Nema said youths need survival entrepreneurship skills and such skills must be taught at early stages in their lives.
In this country, you only start thinking business kana washaya basa. Ukabva kuchikoro ukaona basa, you never think business. Why? Because we do not teach business to grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. If we started teaching business, entrepreneurship, make sure kuti kubva grade 1 kusvika grade 7. Vana vari kudzidziswa kuti ukatengesa sweet inofanira kuita profit, ukatengesa mabanana inoita profit. By the time inoita mai namamaongo vari pamusika apa vachaita profit. We have to think differently. We have to think business. Our people must be taught a profit and loss account.
Global Entrepreneurship Week is an initiative that introduces entrepreneurship to young people in the whole world. Its objective is to expose them to the benefits of entrepreneurship through different activities and to motivate them to explore their own entrepreneurial ideas. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.